I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner says unfair trade practices are costing Florida growers nearly $4 billion a year. Commissioner Nikki Fried released a study conducted by the Department of Ag and Consumer Services which show Mexican imports result in up to 20% lost sales annually for Florida producers. That equates to between 17,000 to over 35,000 lost jobs in the state. Fried outlined data that shows the disparity of market shares between Mexico and Florida's vegetable and specialty crop farmers.
While Florida saw its bell peppers market share drop by nearly 75% between 2000 and 2020, Mexico's gained by 95%. Florida tomatoes were down 52%, while Mexico's were up 102%.
The Mexican government heavily subsidizes its fruit and vegetable industry. Fried says that allows Mexican farmers to produce crops with higher yields, better quality, improved market access, higher prices, better pest control, and at a reduced risk. Wage differences are also striking. Fried says Florida farmers need the federal government's help to level the playing field. She has thrown her support behind the Defending Domestic Produce Production Act, legislation that would allow seasonal ag producers to ask federal regulators to investigate unfair foreign trade and seek relief. She also called on consumers to buy only locally grown produce. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.